This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Smoke and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The fire blocked an entrance to the church, causing a stampede, they said. Emergency services said they later managed to put out the blaze in the church in the working-class neighborhood of Imbaba. In a statement, the Interior Ministry said a forensic examination showed that the fire began in the second-floor air conditioning as a result of an electrical malfunction. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Acclaimed author Salman Rushdie is off a ventilator and his health is improving, his agent and a son said on Sunday. Rushdie was stabbed repeatedly at a public appearance in New York State on Friday, 33 years after Iran's then-supreme leader called for him to be killed. The 75-year-old was set to deliver a lecture in western New York State on the importance of the United States as a haven for targeted artists when police say a 24-year-old man rushed the stage and stabbed the novelist. The Indian-born writer has lived with a bounty on his head following the publication of his 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, which is viewed by some Muslims as containing blasphemous passages. The suspect in the stabbing pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault at a court appearance on Saturday. Neither local nor federal authorities have offered any additional details or a motive. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday congratulated India on 75 years of independence and said the United States and India were quote-unquote indispensable partners that would continue to work together to address global challenges in the years ahead. India will mark its 75th year of independence on Monday, celebrating the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Quote, the United States joins the people of India to honor its democratic journey, guided by Mahatma Gandhi's enduring message of truth and nonviolence, Biden said in a statement, referring to the leader of India's independence movement. Biden also said his country's Indian-American community had made the United States a more innovative, inclusive, and stronger nation. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has edged ahead in a tight presidential race, according to official results reported by Kenyan media on Sunday, as more riot police were deployed inside the National Election Tallying Center after scuffles and accusations by party agents. It underscores fraying tempers and high tensions with the National Counting Hall as the country waits for official results from last Tuesday's election. In the presidential race, official verified results show Ruto with 51% of the vote ahead of left-leaning opposition leader Raila Odinga, who had 48%. More U.S. lawmakers are visiting Taiwan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A delegation of American lawmakers is visiting Taiwan just 12 days after a visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That visit angered China. China responded to Pelosi's visit by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes into the seas and air around Taiwan. The American Institute in Taiwan says a five-member delegation, led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, is in Taiwan to meet senior leaders and to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, trade, investment, and other issues. The American Institute in Taiwan represents the U.S. government, which does not have official ties with Taiwan. China claims self-ruled Taiwan is a territory and objects to it having any official contact with foreign governments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.